Hi everyone, welcome to Project Mindy. This is a very special episode of the podcast because, as you know, usually I talk about Mindy Kaling shows, but I'm going to be talking about one of my other big pop culture passions, the Babysitter's Club book series. And I think a lot of you, based on my demographic stats, are in your 30s. So you probably read maybe a couple of these growing up, but you probably weren't as into them as I was. And my guest today, Michelle, is the same way. Hi, Michelle. Thanks for joining me.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
So we met via Instagram because Real Donnie Wood on Instagram, highly recommend you follow him. He's a podcast called I Am the Cute One. It's like nostalgia, really funny. Started posting these, I guess, reviews of, or just his impressions of covers of the classic Babysitter Club editions. Is that right?
Yeah. Yeah. It was like he was judging the book solely by its cover.
And he has never read them, right?
I don't think so.
Yeah. And they were so funny to just hear from an outsider's perspective. And so Michelle and I were writing these really detailed comments. And I was like, wait, who is this person who knows so much about the books? And we started talking and we were like, okay, we have to make this something real. So we are going to talk about the Babysitter's Club has a lot of spinoffs, right?
Yeah, quite a few.
And I think the biggest one was the Babysitter's Club Little Sister, which focuses on Christie's stepsister, Karen.
Yeah, I think that there were like over 100 like Little Sister books that there might have been. And actually, they had like their own spinoff, too. So I definitely think that was probably the most well-developed.
Wait, like very special little sister book?
So they had like very they had super special like little sisters. And then at some point, I didn't really read that many of them, but they had a spinoff just dedicated to like the kids in Miss Coleman's class, just the other kids that she went to school with.
Okay. Did you read those?
I think I've read like one or two, but I think that they came out like as I was kind of like getting out of this. So
yeah. I mean, I'm going to guess that both of us kept reading after we had aged out, but maybe this was aged out. Okay, so we decided to do Little Sister because Karen is your favorite non-babysitter character. Is that right?
Yeah, she's absolutely my favorite. And I know that she's really polarizing. A lot of people like absolutely cannot stand Karen. But I just find her, I really relate it to her. Like when I first started reading the books, actually I started with Little Sister and then went on to Babysitter's Club. So I just have such a like soft spot for her. And she just really, I think at the time when I was reading them in elementary school, she really reminded me of myself. And even now, like reading back, I'm like, yeah, she's a lot like I was at that age. So yeah, I love her.
So I hate Karen as,
right.
as most people do. But yes, as we were talking, I do see what you're saying that, she was really precocious and like had a really big imagination and I could see her being a fun friend to have.
Yeah. I think she's absolutely bossy. And she is definitely kind of self-absorbed. But she really has a lot of confidence. And like a wild imagination. I thought that was super fun.
And it's really, her wild imagination is really evident in the first book called Karen's Witch. And Karen, throughout her books and throughout the Babysitter's Club, has this fascination with her next door neighbor. Do you want to give some background about that?
Yeah. So Karen has two houses.
She reminds us all the time. Explain the two houses. Yeah.
She starts this book off by talking about how lucky she is because she has two houses and two families and a whole bunch of things that she has two of. She has two baby dolls, two sneakers, whatever. So her parents, her dad lives in the big house, which is like a mansion. And she goes there every other weekend, and I guess some holidays. And that's also where Christy lives. Once her mom married Karen's dad, but most of the time she lives in the little house with her mom and her stepdad Seth, and her little brother Andrew. So it's at the big house that her next door neighbor is Mrs. Porter, like this older woman, and Karen is convinced that she's a witch named Morbid of Destiny. And she'll tell anybody about it who will listen.
She tells her babysitters a lot, and one of the weirdest things is I remember them saying at the beginning that like Marianne also might think she's a witch, which is like very Marianne.
Yes. Yeah. I think Marianne is a little bit like naive and maybe like gullible, so she's just like all on board with this witch thing.
And in general, the girls are like really into like ghost stories and mysteries, and they're like mystery spin-offs and super mystery.
Yeah.
Oh, it fits their
So
brand.
it's funny because Christy is adamant that Mrs. Porter, or Morbid of Destiny, is not a witch, and Karen just needs to kind of knock it off.
And her parents do too, but Karen kind of keeps going.
Yeah, one of like the funnier moments to me at the beginning of the book is right when the book opens after she's done, giving us her whole background with her two families and the houses, is that her mom drops them off at the big house, and right away she tells Andrew it's a spooky Halloween night and it would be good for witching.
Yeah, I didn't notice that, but it was, do we know what time of year it was? Like, it was the fall, but it was not Halloween.
Yeah, I don't think it, yeah, she doesn't really specify what time of year it is, I don't think. She's just like, oh, it feels like Halloween. And she's like, yeah, sometimes I scare Andrew. And I don't mean to, but this is while she's like going on about it being, a good witching night.
Yeah, she definitely means to, or she knows
Yeah.
that it does.
Yeah.
Do
Yeah, so
we
she likes to
get more
instigate,
details?
I think.
Yeah. And David Michael, who is Christie's brother, is the same age as Karen, right?
Yeah.
So when we talked about this, but like when we were kids, we didn't question that she called one of her houses big and the other little. We were just like,
Yeah.
oh yeah, okay, mansion, whatever. And then, but what you and I were saying, like, what does her mom think about her probably normal-sized house being called the little house?
I always pictured her house as like her little house as a townhouse. That's what I grew up in. So I guess I sort of almost pictured her little house being my house.
Yeah.
And so I after we talked about like what did her mom think about this, I actually asked my mom because my mom is probably way too familiar with these books. And my mom was like, oh, it probably didn't bother her. And I was like, really? But then my mom got caught up in why the mom lived in the little house and the dad in the big house.
Yes.
Which I mean, I guess we know it's because that's where Watson grew up and he's wealthy and he seems to come from wealth. But I just thought it was funny that was like my mom's immediate like opinion is not like did she mind about it being the little houses? Why didn't she live in the big house?
Yeah, true. And it's not something we would have thought about as kids either.
Right.
Yeah, was Watson really? So we have to go into that. I mean, it happens in this book, and I think it happens in every book, starting with the first Babysitter's Club, that Watson sees the kids, at least it's at this point, every other weekend, but somehow he and Elizabeth are always out and Christy is babysitting.
Yes. So like I know that Christy, she mentions it, yeah, like you said in the first book. But even in this book with Karen and Andrew come over, they see everybody, they say hi, they have dinner, and then Watson and Elizabeth just go to the movies, and leave the kids with Christy. And it's like, oh, your kids come over like every other weekend, but that's when you choose to go to the movies.
Yeah, and and I think like it's never that he's working or something. It's always like they're going to play tennis or something.
Yeah. Yeah, it's funny. It doesn't seem to bother Karen at this point, so whatever, but it's a weird thing to see, like as an adult now looking back.
Well, Christy was annoyed by it at the beginning, but did she bring it up later or not because she was just so into babysitting?
I don't know that she ever brings it up again. She does kind of like here and there bring up how like Watson can be annoying or whatever. But yeah, I mean, it's just funny.
Maybe she was just glad that, yeah, I guess she started to like the family. Plus, Christy seems the most into babysitting out of all of them.
Yeah. Yeah, I think for the other girls, it's probably just, like, a hobby, but she, like, really is the one who wants it to be, like, a business and wants to make it their thing.
Yeah, I don't know what she did when they broke up.
Yeah. I'm sure she found another business venture to jump onto, I hope.
Probably. Remember the babysitter's agency or whatever?
Maybe yeah. Maybe she joined them, or maybe, I don't know, I guess, you know, in today's world, maybe she would start making TikToks with, like, babysitting tips.
Yeah, that sounds creepy, though.
Yeah.
Christy is borderline creepy when you look back.
She's very intense.
Which it's portrayed as like, oh, that's Christy with her great ideas, and they just go along with them, which is a lot like Karen.
Right. I think that Christy and Karen are very much alike. Maybe, like, Christy's a little bit more tomboyish, but I think that's why they like each other so much.
And I think their bossiness has rubbed off on each other.
Yeah, yeah.
And absolutely. So I think a lot of people have watched the Babysitter's Club Netflix series, and in that you said that Mrs. Porter Next Door is Dawn's maternal aunt, right?
Yeah, she is her mother's sister. And even in the like actual series, Dawn's mom's last name is Porter. So I don't know if this is, it kind of would have been fun if they had noticed that or, you know, made that connection in the original, but I thought it was really cool how they did that in the Netflix series.
Yeah. I mean, obviously there were people who noticed that, but it was never brought up in the books as far
No. Not that I remember. They do give, like, Mrs. Porter a family at some point. Like, she has a granddaughter that comes to live there. And I think that her husband is dead. But, yeah, we never hear about them, like, potentially being related.
Wait, her granddaughter had, like, a weird – not – sorry, I shouldn't judge people's name. But I remember it being, like, unique.
Yeah, it was – I think Drusilla. Like, it was definitely, like, a witchy name.
That sounds spooky.
Yeah. And she comes later in, like, the Little Sister books.
Oh, so she appears in the Little Sister books?
Yeah, there's one. There's a book, like, I think it's Karen's Little Witch, where she shows up.
Is she younger than Karen?
I think or it's the same like age, or, like, maybe she's a year or two older.
Okay, I really have to read those. So I am behind on Little Sister. And you just found your collection of Babysitter's Club book. Did you have a lot of Little Sister also?
Yeah, I had like a ton of both. I'm gonna have my mom bring those to me when she comes to visit next month. I'm excited about it. But yeah, I mean, I started with Little Sister, so I think I had a pretty decent collection of those. But then, like, once I got into Babysitter's Club, it's like I feel like I had most of them until I, you know, aged out of it.
So the main plot in this book, I mean, it's kind of repeated a lot now that I think about it. It's Karen spying on her neighbor. But maybe this was kind of like the first time she really got into it.
Yeah, yeah. So in a lot of the books, she's just spying on Mrs. Porter. And based on like what she sees Mrs. Porter doing, she's coming up with these like wild stories. And it's sort of funny because right away in the book, she tells us that she's not allowed to spy on the neighbors. So that made me think that she's been doing this for a long time, long enough for her dad to have made a rule about it. But he seems kind of oblivious to her whole witch thing.
Well, he's never around, so.
That's true, yeah. Yeah. Oh, but
do you remember in, I think it was Christy's Big Day, Mrs. Porter came over with a gift? And Karen was like, oh no, the black magic is going to collide. And Watson like put his.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. So it was going on for a while.
Yeah. Yeah. Because I think that's supposed to take place like a little bit before this book. So yeah, she thought she was a witch for a long time. And here it really, she really is spying on her a lot. Like she starts off just kind of like with her whole thing telling Christy and Andrew and everyone about, you know, the witch next door, and Mrs. Porter's cat shows up at the door, and that's where Karen really like goes deep into it. She tells everyone that Midnight the cat is there to put a spell on her, or maybe it's even Mrs. Porter herself. And Christy obviously is like, whatever. She thinks that this is all nonsense, and Karen is just like, well, just because she's 13, she doesn't know everything.
And yeah, but try to tell Christy that, because I think she thinks
right
know everything.
No, she thinks she's practically an adult. And after that whole like interaction, they go to bed. She is convinced that if she sees Mrs. Porter or Morbitta on her broom, she can grab Christy and show Christy, and Christy will be forced to believe this.
I wonder what. Okay, so this is very Sabrina. I forgot that Sabrina the Teenage Witch, they also lived in that like kind of Victorian house. So now I'm picturing that as the house.
Yeah, I think so I'm trying to remember how I would picture her dad's house when I was growing up.
Yeah.
And it's definitely always like written like it's like an older Victorian. But I feel like I just always saw it in my mind as like a McMansion.
Yeah, same. I think just there weren't a lot of like older houses. Like I always thought if you were really rich, you had like multiple floors and like a pool outside. But
yeah,
I don't think I had a pool.
Yeah, and something that like now I don't think that they had a pool either. But then the way that they describe like Mrs. Porter's house is that it's like kind of older and run down. And she lives in it by herself. And something that just like occurred to me is that kind of reminds me of like in Home Alone when like old man Marley like lives on the same block or whatever as the McAllisters.
Yeah.
And we're like, well, what is this old man who apparently lived in the neighborhood since the 50s? Because that's when they thought he murdered somebody. What is he doing living in this like neighborhood of, you know, huge mansions of people like flying to Paris and stuff? And so I was thinking about that, and I was like, that's kind of Mrs. Porter in this neighborhood. Like,
oh, totally.
She lives by herself with her old spooky cat. And how did she get there? What is she doing there? No one knows.
Well, okay. So you found out, though both of us don't believe it, that Watson is supposedly 37 when the books
begin. Yes.
So how old do you, because you know when you're a kid you think everyone's old.
Yeah.
But she had a, what, like a 7-year-old granddaughter?
Yeah, so I'm guessing she's maybe in her early 60s or late 60s. I just, now I guess I imagined her as like at least in her 70s when
yeah,
I was like a kid. But now like seeing that apparently Watson is supposed to be 37, which I'm just honestly like appalled by. I'm turning 37 in a few weeks, so I refuse to believe that this man is supposed to be the same age that I am about to be.
Well, are you a real life millionaire?
No, I don't, you know. And Watson is also like apparently bald. At some point he has a heart attack.
He has a heart attack, yeah.
So I mean the guy just has a lot going on for someone who's only 37.
Yeah. Four stepkids, what, like two of
yeah,
all of them are like teenagers when you're 37. That's a lot.
That's another thing that like, so if he's around the same age as Elizabeth, who I don't remember how old she's supposed to be, she was very young to have like her two older kids.
Okay, so I feel like, though I've never seen it mentioned, that she had Charlie pretty young.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I could be making it up or confusing it with like a Judy Blume book or something, because I don't know where I saw that.
No, she may have. That might be true. But yeah. Anyways.
So they're in their nighttime ritual, and Karen is still trying to scare everyone by like demanding they read this book about witches, even though her brother's scared.
Yeah, yeah. And Christy like tries to defuse the situation by saying like she has a witch story that's like not scary.
Usually the books mentioned in the books are real books, but I've never heard of The Little Witch.
Yeah, me neither.
Yeah, I don't know. We should try looking it up. I mean, yeah. I never tried to read Jacob Tutu and the Little Fang. Was that what
it was? The Hooded Fang, yeah.
But you did.
Yeah, Kara, so she doesn't bring it up in this book. I can't remember at what point she starts referring to herself as a Tutu. I feel like it's pretty early on, but she gets that name after this book, like Jacob Tutu and the Hooded Fang. So I tried to read it when I was around that age, and it was like not that exciting. I was pretty bored by it, but I was like, well, it's got to be, you know, cool if Karen thinks so.
Yeah, she does know the cool books. Yeah, I guess I've never even, I wonder why. Probably because I thought Karen was annoying. Okay,
yeah.
Talk about Karen, David, Michael, and Andrew's bedtime ritual, because it's gross.
So, apparently Karen, David, Michael, and Andrew, they have this secret toothbrushing ritual that, like, nobody knows about. And what they do is they all get as much toothpaste as possible on their brush, brush their teeth until they can't hold any of the toothpaste anymore, and spit it out into the sink. And then they all, like, look over and determine whether or not they've set a record for, like, the most, like, foam or whatever. And this is super gross to me now as an adult.
But you did try it.
Yes, but as a kid, I thought that, like, this was, like, kind of cool. And somehow I got my sister to try it with me. I don't think we ever set any records. I don't know how long we did it for, but I think maybe what I really liked about it was, like, they had this whole thing where they would go 1, 2, 3, spit.
Oh, that was the best.
Again, I thought that was really, like, Karen says that her mouth is so full that when she does it, she's like, un-2-fee-pit, and I thought that was funny.
Wait, so there's some ghostwriters that are very into, like, what's it called when, it's like a literary term, when, like, things sound a certain way and you, like, write them out, like, how they're spelled.
Yeah, there are some ghostwriters who are super into that.
Though I don't think they have the same writers for these, right?
Yeah, because I remember that there was a time where David Michael has, like, a fever or something, and they write out exactly how he, like, talks about, like, needing a cold washcloth or whatever, like, because his nose is stuffy.
Oh, and then he talks like,
yeah, like they say, like, he's talking about mommy, but he calls her Bobby.
Oh, and then they do that with I guess it's later, but like Abby with her allergies.
Yeah,
they love that.
Yeah,
maybe it's a similar Peter Larangis.
Yes, he does it.
He loves it.
Yeah.
Wonder how much. Okay, now I'm like, okay, we're going to have a separate talk about that. So what happens when, so Karen is determined to stay up to see her on the broom, but she falls asleep, right?
Yeah, so she comes up with this, you know, great plan. She's going to see her on the broom. She's going to grab Christy. Christy's going to be forced to believe it. And so she says she's going to stay up all night. Eventually, she falls asleep, but it's right when she falls asleep that she sees Mrs. Porter on her broom outside. And Midnight the Cat is on the broom, and they both look right at her, and Nora Bit of Destiny is like, and then she whizzes off into the night. At that point, Karen starts screaming. And she tells Christy, and Christy's like, well, you fell asleep. And she's like, no, I didn't.
This is definitely awake.
Yeah. So then, you know, Karen goes to sleep with Christy in her room because she's so scared about Mrs. Porter being a witch.
And Christy is, like, really involved with these kids.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
sitting in their bed and stuff.
I can't imagine, like, as a kid, if I had woken up and screaming, like, that one of my parents, like, wouldn't come and get me. But instead, in this case, Christy's just like, hey, come hang out with me.
Were the parents still out? What time does a 7-year-old go to sleep?
I guess it, like, see, I don't even remember. I mean, maybe 8, not, like, probably 8.
Maybe they
were still out.
I could see them staying out really late.
Yeah.
Because if Christy was asleep.
Right. Of course, the house is supposed to be huge, so who knows? Maybe they're like in a separate wing. I don't know.
Wait, in your guide to Stony Brook, is there a map of the house? Because I am curious what the house looked like.
No. Like, it shows the house on the map, but there's not a map of, like, the interior, which I would love to see.
Because every kid has their own room.
Right.
Even, like, with the four kids that come in. They're described pretty... So, okay. This... sort of off topic, but it is related to the house. So this house is supposed to be pretty old because Watson's grandfather or great-grandfather had it.
I think his grandfather.
But Don also has an old house, but not that old, I guess.
Yeah, well, Don's house is supposed to be old enough to have been part of, like, the Underground Railroad.
Supposedly. I remember them finding out that there was, like, the secret passage, and then all of a sudden it was part of the Underground Railroad. Did I miss, like, them coming up with that?
I don't remember them coming up with that either. I just remember them, like, thinking that. And that seems kind of wild to me, because they're in Connecticut.
Yeah, I think someone might have made it up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, I thought I had really got something with Don's house is always described as really small because, or, like, you know, the doorways.
Yeah, closets are super small.
Yeah.
People were, like, shorter back then. Yeah. I remember they were always saying that.
They always said it.
But I guess Watson's house, never hear that. Well, we just hear how big it is.
I think that's why I thought it was a McMansion type.
Yeah.
Because the rooms would be huge and, like, you know, there would just be so many. And there was it was a playroom too, which, like, do old houses really have something like that?
I don't think so.
Yeah. The house is a mystery. Okay, were you reading when Abby came in?
Yes.
Do you remember them talking about a lot of remodeling that was happening at Abby's house?
Yeah, I remember them saying how, like, I guess Abby's house, were the Delaney's the ones who lived in Abby's house before? I remember them, like, talking about how, like, ostentatious the house was.
Wait, so they were the ones that had the fountain, right?
Yeah.
I thought another, they did move out, but I think another family moved in. That
right,
was-
yeah, I was trying to remember, because I felt like the Delaney's moved out a long time before Abby showed up.
Yeah.
I didn't know if there was, like, I don't know, maybe the house was vacant. But yeah, there was definitely a lot of remodeling that they did.
Okay, so maybe Watson's house had been remodeled at some point.
Yeah.
Okay, so at this point in the book, it's the next day, right? And Karen decides to enlist her second best friend, Hanny, who lives in the neighborhood.
Yeah, so she also has a best friend at each house. Her best friend at the little house is Nancy, and her best friend at the big house is Hanny. And I guess she is maybe closer to Nancy because she sees her more, but all three of them are in the same class at school.
Yes. And so Karen goes to a private school, even though Christy and her siblings go to a public school.
Yeah. And I'm just kind of, like, fascinated by the school system in Stony Brook, because it seems like they have three, maybe four public schools. There's, like, one point where they mention a second middle school. But
Kelsey Middle
School. Yeah, but it seems like they only otherwise have, like, Stony Brook Elementary, Stony Brook Middle, and Stony Brook High. But then they have more than one private school that we hear about. And the one is the one that Karen, Hanny, and Nancy go to, Stony Brook Academy. And then the other one is the one that the Kilbourne family goes to, Stony Brook Day School. The only difference that I ever hear is that, like, one of them has uniforms and one of them doesn't.
Stony Brook Academy doesn't, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know. I didn't go to. Yeah, and then because Christy thinks Shannon and her crew are kind of snobby, but I guess doesn't think her little sister is snobby, even though it's the less snobby school.
I guess so. Yeah, she doesn't like she does mention at one point that she thinks that Elizabeth is worried that David Michael will feel cheated because he doesn't go to private school, he goes to
Yes.
public school. But she also doesn't want to pull him out of his school, so
That is like an actual, like, real question for like blended families. But then
yeah.
later in the series, it's like, everything's fine.
Yeah, it doesn't really come up after that.
So Hanny is okay. So there's not a ton of diversity in Stony Brook, especially, I mean, except for Jesse, who's black, in case you didn't know, but we'll mention it every book in case you don't. But I liked that Hanny's family was very clearly Greek.
Yeah.
So I don't know. There's some diversity in Stony Brook.
I feel like that gradually there like starts to be more diversity in Stony Brook, but especially in the Little Sister books, I don't think it's like ever mentioned. I know that like once we start to see like more illustrations of her and everything, Ms. Coleman, Karen's teacher, is black.
Really?
Yes.
Oh,
And I
wow.
remember like as a kid, I didn't expect that because unlike with Jesse, like they never mention it.
No, I thought that if there was a black person in Stony Brook, they had to mention
Yeah.
it.
Yeah. But they yeah, I don't think they ever explicitly say that, but she's definitely, illustrated like as a black woman. And then she gets married in one book as well. And I think her husband is also black.
Okay, so no interracial marriage. That's too
No,
far.
right, yeah. That's too much for Stony Brook, but every now and again, and make sure that there's a little bit of diversity.
Okay, so okay, I have to get these kids in Mrs. Coleman's class books now. Were they even shorter than the little sister?
I think so. I think that they were even maybe like a tad lower of a reading level. But just in the whole Little Sister like universe, she really does start to talk a lot about Ms. Coleman and her classmates and their life there. So
Okay. And I need to read. How much do they cost on Kindle? Because the regular BSC books cost
I
$3.99
think
on
these were
Kindle.
$1.99.
Okay, I could do that.
Yeah.
Though honestly, they really start to add up because I was
I
kind
know.
of buying it for so Hanny is no one is as into witches as Karen.
Right. Hanny, like so when Hanny comes over, like right away, like Karen's like, I think we should pretend to be witches. And that's given how like frightened she is of Mrs. Porter, that's just kind of funny. But I know we've talked about thinking Karen events like ends up into Wicca or like, true crime or whatever as she gets older.
Yeah, definitely. And you
And
said you
then
were kind of into it too, like with the herbs and spells or what.
At like one point in like middle school, I think just because like the craft was so popular then,
Oh, yeah.
and Buffy was also big, and that kind of has like similar elements. I just remember going like into the woods with friends and we would like play with incense or whatever. I don't think we were ever actually doing any like real witchcraft, but like we would read books about it.
But you didn't have a creepy neighbor.
No, I didn't. No, actually, like
No.
this is something that was sort of similar to Karen. My next door neighbor and then my other neighbor a couple doors down were my two best friends at that age. So I
Oh,
only had, the little house, but I still had these like two friends right there.
just like Karen.
Yeah.
But Hanny goes along with it because Karen's super bossy, and basically anything she can kind of force any group of kids to do what she wants.
Yeah. Hanny's just like, okay, whatever. Hanny also seems to be a lot more like laid back than Karen. And it's just kind of like willing to do whatever. And so they pretend to be witches. They make up some like little like rhymes. And then Karen, I think, tells her about Mrs. Porter being a
Yeah.
witch. And Hanny's like, what, She's sort of like Christie's level, like, okay, sure, whatever.
is this around the time when they notice or they overhear Mrs. Porter talking about a meeting?
Yeah. Yeah. So after they, you know, dress up as witches and everything, they go outside and they spy on the neighbor like they're not supposed to be doing. And Karen hears Mrs. Porter talking about a meeting at 12 o'clock. And Henny is, you know, pretty skeptical. She thinks that Mrs. Porter was just talking to her cat midnight. And, you know, there's nothing else, like, going on. But Karen is like, no, no, no. She's going to have a witch meeting. We have to keep spying on her. And Watson comes, you know, back. And he mentions that he wants to talk to Mrs. Porter about an herb garden that he's interested in planning. And Karen freaks out.
Because that could be used for spells.
Yeah, and also because, like, she doesn't want, like, anyone talking to Mrs. Porter because she's a witch.
But that's one of Watson's big character things, that he's into gardening, I think.
Yeah, he loves gardening. I think it's at this point that he mentions that Karen's grandmother is friends with Mrs. Porter.
But it's her maternal grandmother.
Yeah, her mom's mom.
And did you say she's not mentioned much in the books?
I don't think so. I don't really remember her coming up again.
Well, Nanny was the grandmother figure, so they didn't need another one.
Right, exactly.
Okay, so what day is it? It's the weekend. Is it still Saturday?
I think so. I think, yeah.
They do a lot in just the weekend.
Yeah, they really, like, make the most. Karen makes the most of her time in the big house.
She does. Is she envisioning going to the meeting, taking the witches down, and for some reason getting a parade by the mayor or some sort of award?
So initially she thinks that the meeting is going to be that night. And she tells Christy that, you know, there's going to be a witch meeting. And Christy kind of, like, eggs her on, I think, by saying, like, oh, or there's going to be warlocks too. And tells her that those are boy witches. And then Karen's like, oh my God, I didn't know that. This could even be bigger than I thought. So she pretends that she's not scared, even though she is. And this is, when she starts, like, concocting this plan or, like, vision that she's going to watch all the witches show up. They're going to park their brooms. She's going to wait for them to go inside. And then if they start to do anything they shouldn't do, which is kind of funny because I don't really know what she can see them doing once they're inside. But at that point, she thinks she's going to wake up the whole neighborhood screaming and yelling, it's the witches, and they're up to their tricks, and you should run run for your lives, save yourselves. And Karen thinks this is a fantastic plan, and she's going to be a hero, and this is the first time she mentions getting a parade.
At what point was this book released in terms of the original Babysitter's Club? Because I feel like
I think it's pretty early on. Like, I want to say this is, like, somewhere between, like, 10 and 20, like, in terms of, like, where it falls in the Babysitter's Club universe.
Okay, so then I think the Babysitter's Club hadn't put on as many parades as they do later on. They're very into parades.
Yes. Yeah, I think at this point, though, they...
Maybe they got the idea from Karen.
That's true.
She's such an influence. And Hanny is, like, kind of freaked out about it.
Yeah. Yeah, Hanny doesn't like that they're spying. She actually almost tells Watson. And she's just... this is too much for her, I think. But the next morning when Karen wakes up, she hasn't seen the witches at their meeting. She's pretty, like, upset because she thinks that Mrs. Porter has put a spell on her. And she figured out her plan.
What is Karen going to think when Harry Potter comes out?
Right? I mean, it's hard. I feel like she'd be super into Harry Potter. She probably makes, like, one of the houses, like, you know, her entire personality.
Yes.
I'm not, like, a super Harry Potter person, so I don't want to make a guess of what house I think that she would have been. but I know that that would have been her.
Yeah, she. I think she might have made it her whole personality.
Yeah.
When those, like, waiting at midnight people.
Yeah, I think she would have done her whole room in whatever colors it was, like.
And Watson's so rich, he could send her to, like,
yeah,
a cool thing that happens.
Yeah, yeah, that would definitely have been a big, big thing for her.
The time is just so weird, because when did this book come out?
I think this book came out in, like, 88. I remember I looked 88? It up, and I remember thinking it was much earlier than I expected.
Okay, so I feel like I saw something online where someone actually calculated based on, like, the holidays and first days of school they mentioned, like, how many times they went through eighth grade.
It's a lot. So,
it's a lot. I mean, it was, like, 15 or something. So, I don't know. We'll stick with the time that, I don't know, maybe we should make her your age.
Okay.
So she would be really into Harry Potter.
Yeah, yeah. It would have been, like, a good age for her.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think I was either in first or second grade when I first, like, started reading these books, so I was around her age, but at that point, she'd probably already been, like, 7 for, like, at least 5 years.
Yeah. I don't know how long, cause I'm 33, and I'm trying to think of how long the books had been out by the time I started reading them. I just vividly remember checking Boy Crazy Stacy out of the library and my mom being upset about it. So I know I was definitely into them in third grade.
Yeah. I think that they were, like, into the 20s or 30s in the Little Sister books when I first started getting into them.
Okay.
Because I know I got, like, my first one through, like, you know, the Scholastic.
Yes.
Catalog that, you know, you get every month or whatever. And I remember ordering, like, one of these books, not really knowing anything about it, and then I was obsessed.
Yeah, who would have thought?
Yeah.
It changed our lives.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's Sunday now, right?
Yeah.
And Karen sees cars and stuff coming up to Mrs. Porter's house. Is that where we are?
Yeah. Yeah, so she, well, now that she thinks that the witch put a spell on her, she decides she's going to start spying right after breakfast. And Watson brings up again that he's going to maybe talk to Mrs. Porter about the, you know, herb garden. But yeah, so it's Sunday morning, she's spying on Mrs. Porter, and Watson actually catches her this time.
Finally, and Watson being a good parent, God.
Yeah, he's like, what are you doing? And she's like, oh, I lost my ring. The ring that I had in the Cracker Jack box. It's so pretty. And, like, I need to find it.
That was a pretty good on-the-spot lie.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, lying a lot.
He's kind of, like, wondering, like, why she's looking there. Like, in such a good spot to spy. But she just kind of blows him off. And is like, you know what? I've looked everywhere. It's not here. Bye.
I'm wondering if... Sorry.
Oh, go ahead.
I was just thinking, I'm wondering if they let a lot of stuff go, and that's why she becomes sort of bratty, because he's getting remarried, and, like, she's going through all these changes, so maybe he's just being a little more lenient than...
Yeah, for sure. I feel like that's so common. Too, when, like, kids, you know, their parents first get divorced.
Yeah. I mean, not that I think it's, like, I mean, maybe things would have been better if he spent time with his own kids, but we'll never know.
So she waits till he kind of, like, leaves or whatever and goes to the front yard, and then she goes back to spying again. And, of course, Christy catches her. And Karen is trying to, like, you know, get Christy to not tell on her, and then out of nowhere Marianne and her dad show up.
Yeah, and so they were going downtown.
Yeah,
which could mean all sorts of things,
right? Like, were they going to the mall, were they going to Belair's? We don't really know.
I mean, I know they said they were going downtown, but I feel like it's most likely that he would just be driving them to a babysitting job.
Yeah, it just seems weird that Marianne's dad would be like shopping or whatever with them.
Is this, it must have been before she got her big haircut.
Yes, yeah, because that was like much later in the series.
Yeah. So after
I
he
still
met her.
remember thinking it was so glamorous, by the way.
I know, me too. But then later I was like, wait, that's a really ugly haircut.
Like, I didn't really like short hair when I was like little. So I didn't like want it for myself, but I was like, oh, but it looks so glamorous on Marianne.
Well, if we were doing the cover, she has like a bowl cut.
Yes, it's not glamorous.
Yeah.
And it gradually gets worse as it like starts to grow out, and they start like illustrating it as like almost a bob, but not a very like
Because it's like short
cheap
around her
one.
ears, I think.
Yeah. Yeah.
I wonder if they were going for more of a like, who was cool who had a short hair around them, around then. That was like a cool haircut, right? I'm not
Like
Meg Ryan.
maybe they were like something like who had, did Robin have short hair? The singer?
Yes.
Yeah, maybe that's what they were going for. I think this came out before like she was a thing, but like I don't know, maybe or did Demi Moore maybe? Maybe that's what they were
Yeah,
going
Demi Moore,
for.
that's a good one.
Yeah, they must
Maybe
have.
Meg Ryan, but that's a little longer.
Yeah. Yeah. Because they never mentioned like exactly who Marianne's trying to look like at that point. She just sees this picture in a magazine and is like, I want this haircut.
So this is after Mr. Spear said you don't have to wear your hair in two braids, but before he was, I guess, he became more lenient about the clothes.
Especially once you married like Sharon.
So Christy's like, whatever, I have my actual teen life to get back to, which good for her. She should be acting like a 13-year-old. Oh, you're kind of cutting out.
Oh, sorry. Is this
That's
better?
okay. Yeah.
Okay. So right after Marianne leaves, like Karen goes right back to spying again. And Watson is going into the backyard at this point, so she's like, great, now I can look at the front and I'll be able to see the witch's eye.
Now I'm
And
trying to
it's
picture the houses again.
yeah.
I would
And right
think if they're so
away.
big, they would be really spread out. Sorry, now I'm
That's what
coughing.
I would think too. But
Obviously not.
yeah. And right away she sees Mrs. Porter come out with a broom.
But she was just sweeping or something.
Yes, yeah, she was just sweeping. But Karen's like, I don't know about that. Like, I don't think her steps really need to be swept.
That is suspicious. I'll give Karen that.
Yeah. Yeah, she's like this, she's like maybe she was trying to make people forget that she was a witch.
Oh, yeah, like hiding in plain sight.
Yeah. So then she watches as Mrs. Porter like cuts the plants outside and is in her herb garden and is talking to Watson, and then she goes back inside. And then Karen's like, wait a second. She swept her porch and then she cut flowers and herbs. That's weird.
Getting ready for a spell.
She's like, is she getting ready for something? But Karen still thinks that the witch meeting had happened while she was asleep the night before. And then she's proven wrong because three cars just show up and go inside to Mrs. Porter's house.
So when I was rereading this, I guess I forgot what had happened, and I thought it was a book club. I don't know,
Does
because that
sound like
just.
it though, because they show up, like these older women show up, and one has a casserole, one has cookies, and one has books and papers.
Yeah, that's why I think I was like, oh, that makes sense. Yeah, I mean, you must have remembered, but I just didn't think of the
Yeah,
girl.
no, I didn't think of that at first because I couldn't really remember like what they were meeting for when I first reread this book. And then I was like, oh yeah, that's right. They're like members of a gardening club. And anyway, I'm like skipping ahead. But as Karen sees them all showing up, she's like, I need to get Hanny to come with me.
Why does she have to get Hanny exactly?
She doesn't really explain. She's just like, I need Hanny.
I would be
And
too
maybe it's like,
nervous.
yeah, I would have just gone for it. Like if I was her, I And plus, the idea that Karen's just, like, running across the street to Hanny's house, like, her parents don't know where she is. Like, it's just,
no.
Again, there's very little rules at the big house.
And Hanny, or she told Hanny not to tell her parents where she was going either.
Like, yes. Not,
which is, I mean, maybe her parents want to know where her, their own kid is going.
Like, Karen's explaining to Hanny everything that's going on, and she's like, we need to go there. Like, we have to stop the meeting, and we have to save our neighborhood. And Hanny's like, yeah, I think someone else can do that. And this is, like, Karen really, like, plays up the whole mayor and parade thing at this point. She's like, don't you want to be a hero? And the mayor will give us a parade and medals, and we're going to ride in a car and wave and everything. And Hanny, like, I'm not sure she's convinced by this, but she's like, okay, that would be fun.
Yeah. I mean, it's not a bad way to get your friend interested. And yeah. Wait, Karen was really into the pageant, right?
Yeah. With
Miss Stony Brook. Okay.
Yeah. So. Yeah. Yeah. I think that Karen's really into anything that, like, gets her attention.
Yeah.
Or noticed. But Hanny is, like, still skeptical because she's like, I don't want to go in Morbid at Destiny's house. Like, they're going to be practicing spells, and we're probably going to get a spell put on us.
Yeah, smart.
And so Karen says that they're going to protect themselves, and they'll cut some herbs out of Mrs. Porter's herb garden and take them with, and they're going to make up a spell against witches. And all of this is very witchy.
Yeah. So isn't she kind of being a witch?
I think that Karen, yeah. I mean, I definitely think, like we said, she would have gone down that path, like, later in life. And I think even now she's like, is she as scared of Mrs. Porter? She is intrigued.
What's that thing called where, like, you're scared of something because you're actually into it?
Yeah. Like, she's, like, that. A morbid fascination, I guess.
Yeah.
But Hanny is like, this is not a good idea, and this is dangerous. And Karen's response to her is, you just do don't you always do everything I say, and it's always okay. And so we just get another, like, look at how bossy and...
Her friends are definitely going to turn against her at some
yes,
point.
Yes, absolutely.
Did that ever happen in the books you read? Like, they're just like, hey.
I think that does, yeah. I think that there is, like, more than one time where Karen's kind of, like, at odds with her friends because she's too much.
Did you ever read Harriet the Spy?
Yes.
Doesn't that happen to her?
Yeah.
Yeah. She's heading for a Harriet moment.
Absolutely.
But they do come up with this spell.
Yeah.
Or a saying, I guess.
Yeah. So, first, after, like, Karen is like, Hanny, you always do what I say, and it's, like, always fine. Hanny does point out that it's, like, not. There's plenty of times that Karen's gotten her in trouble. But she kind of doesn't really give Hanny a choice. Like, right away, she's like, you know, Hanny's like, well, at least let me tell my parents, and that's when she's like, don't tell them.
Yeah. I mean, Hanny probably felt like, I'm going to lose her as a friend if I don't do what she said.
And then, like, Hanny, once they're outside, and they start talking about the spell they're going to make up, Hanny, I guess, asks too many questions. Because she's like, well, what should the spell say? How many herbs do we need? How do we know what's what? How do we know these are magic herbs? And Karen's just like, don't ask me so many questions. It'll just work.
Yeah, Hanny's asking the important questions.
Yeah, and it's funny, since Karen has such a vivid imagination that in this moment she doesn't want to play along with that. She just is, like, so determined to get her parade.
Yeah.
But yeah, so they take some leaves. They don't like how they smell. So then they just come up with, like, a spell. Like, that's basically witches, go away. And Hanny was like, come back again today. And Karen's like, no, we don't want them to come back.
Wait, because that's what was the like nursery rhyme or something that she was
rain,
thinking?
Rain.
Like, rain, rain, go. Yeah. Away. Yeah.
Yeah. So Karen comes with their own spell, which is, here are the witches, we'll give them a whack so they can't hurt us and they'll never come back. And Hanny doesn't like this either because the whole giving them a whack thing is, like, upsetting to her.
Yeah, it's upsetting to me.
Yeah, it's, like, a little bit violent, you know. But Karen's like, oh, we don't really mean it. We just mean, like, with our spell.
I think Karen actually means
yeah,
it.
I think she did too. So then Hanny asks her to repeat it, and she does. And they say it a couple more times so Hanny can remember it. And then Karen's like, all right, well, you ready? Because we're going to walk over to her house, we're going to ring her doorbell, and then we're going to march into the meeting, and we're going to tell them that we all know what they're up to.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
And Hanny's not into it.
She is not into it, no, for good reason. So Karen marches over there with Hanny. At first, she does get really nervous. And it doesn't knock on the door, but then she's like, you know what, we like need to know because they could be planning something that's so terrible,
plus the parade thing.
Yeah, plus that. Yeah. And she's like, you know, we're even gonna get crowns and medals. And she's like, I'm pretty sure about it.
Mrs. Porter does let them in the house.
Yeah, she does. Like, Karen rings the doorbell. Mrs. Porter shows up, and she's like, and Karen demands to come in, and Mrs. Porter's like, okay, sure. Like, she's surprised, but she's like, sure, come in.
I mean, that's pretty nice of her. I'm sure she knows the neighbor girl spies on her.
Yeah. And Hanny this whole time is telling her, like, we need to go home, our parents are wondering where we are, and Karen's like, no, it's too late, we need to
keep going. Like, Karen's parents are wondering where she
right.
is.
Right. So, Mrs. Porter wants to know exactly what she can do for them. And Karen's like, well, we want to go to your meeting. And Mrs. Porter's like, okay, sure, no problem. Like, she doesn't care. And then once they go in, there's like a ton of people in the meeting. Like, all the chairs are filled. And Hanny's like, well, they seem really nice and they're having a good time. And Karen's like, yeah, of course, they have to seem that way.
But they were probably having a good time.
Yeah.
They were witches.
They were looking through books about plants, and they were exchanging things on, like, index cards, and Karen's like, oh, they're giving each other spells.
Was this the Stony Brook Gardening Club?
I think so.
I feel like it was mentioned in another book.
Yeah, I think so, too. I feel like there's, like, a book where they did something with a garden. But, so they're there for, like, a minute or something, and then Karen just announces that she has to make a speech.
And they're kind of just like, okay.
Yeah, she gets them all to look at her. And Hanny's kind of just staring at her like, what the hell? And so Karen just, like, announces that her name is Karen, this is Hanny, and they both know their secret that everyone there is witches and warlocks. And Hanny starts crying.
Oh, wait. Okay. Poor Hanny. She was never involved in this.
And people, like, start talking amongst themselves, and Karen, like, insists that they know the truth, that, you know, they came to let them know that if anything happens to the neighborhood, they might tell their parents.
Which is the worst thing, you know, for a kid. Yeah. Their parents finding out.
So people are actually laughing at this point. Some people are kind of mad, and then Karen hears kind of like a commotion in the back. So at that point, she's like, we need to say our spell.
Yeah.
And of course, Hanny gets it wrong. She says they're going to give them a smack
instead of a whack.
Yeah. And so they try it again. And then at that point, Karen notices that her grandmother is there. That's kind of the commotion that she hears, her grandmother trying to get to the front of the room.
And she thinks the grandmother is a witch.
Yes. Yeah. And she's like, Karen, this is the Stony Brook Gardeners Club. I don't know what's going on, but you need to apologize.
So someone has some sense around.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's probably why she doesn't make too many appearances.
Right. So her and Hanny, like, quickly say that they're sorry. And their grandmother, like, gets them outside and tells Hanny to go home. And then she walks Karen home, demanding to know, like, what she was doing. And she's like, well, I was saving the neighborhood. She's like, still.
She's still on it. Like, she won't. Yeah.
And this is, like, the weird moment where Watson sees the grandmother, and he calls her Mother Packet, which is funny.
It's so weird.
Me too. I just think it's so weird because that's, like, his ex-mother-in-law, but he's still calling her mother.
And it seems like such an old-fashioned way to refer to someone also.
Yeah. Her. I mean, again, like, now that we know that he's only 37, like, what? That just seems weird.
Yeah.
But so they, Mother Packet or Grandmother Packet comes in, tells Watson all about everything that was going on. And Elizabeth's there too, and they're like upset. And then Grandma has to go back to her meeting, and she's like, well, hopefully my friends won't laugh at me too much. And then she leaves.
That's kind of mean, because I don't think they would. They probably forgot that pretty quickly. Right. But it was a good thing to say to her granddaughter to make her feel bad.
And then once, like, she leaves, Karen notices that, like, literally everybody's there. Like, Watson, Elizabeth, her brother, Chrissy, David, Michael, Charlie, and Sam. Chrissy, like, they're all there. And so then Watson demands, like, that Karen explain herself.
Yeah, like, what was going on. But it is interesting that when he asked if they were spying, Christy didn't say anything, which, like, maybe she should have.
Right, yeah. Like, it's almost like Karen looks to Christy to, like, say, yeah, Karen was spying, so she doesn't have to. But Christy's like, nope.
Yeah, not going to help.
Yeah. And David Michael seems very excited that Karen's going to get in trouble.
They definitely have a rivalry.
Yeah, 100%. Like... so after he asked that, then like Elizabeth makes them all leave so that she and Watson can talk to Karen. And then Karen tells the entire story to them. She starts crying. She apologizes. And Elizabeth's like, well, you know what? You thought you were helping the neighborhood. That's nice.
That seems so weird to me. It seems like Karen wanted like some, you know, attention and, you know, a fancy award. Not that she was... I mean, I guess, but I don't think I would say that.
Right. I don't, and like, and then she points out that Mrs. Porter probably, like, how does Mrs. Porter feel that you walked into her house and called her and her friends witches? And I don't know. I still feel like Mrs. Porter has got to know, like, that Karen
definitely,
like, thinks she's a witch or just thinks something, like, weird. So I almost, like, hope she found it funny.
I think she would find it funny.
Yeah. And so, Watson tells her there's no such thing as witches, and Karen's like, yeah, I don't believe him.
Yeah, I don't know if I believe him either.
Yeah.
So she does have to write an apology note.
Yes.
But she, even though she promises she won't spy anymore, she secretly to us readers says that she might if she has to.
Yeah, so she gives that note to Mrs. Porter saying she's really sorry. She tells Watson she's not going to spy. And then Charlie and Sam, her oldest stepbrothers, come in and they're like, oh, did you hear any good spells lately? Like, joking around with her. And she claims she always knew it was a gardening meeting.
I wonder what relationship Charlie and Sam have with Karen. I guess they don't really see her that much.
Yeah, it seems like kind of like they joke around with her, but that's like about it.
Yeah.
But at this point, now it is, like, I guess Sunday evening or afternoon, and so her mom shows up to pick them up, and they leave, and Karen says, you know, oh, well, maybe it was a gardening meeting, but I saw her on her broomstick, and I know that she's a witch. And that's like how she ends the story.
But did her mom ever find out?
I don't think so. Not unless, I guess, me, Watson told her, but...
I don't think so. I don't think they, like, talk that much. Or I guess she could find out from her mom.
Yeah.
From but Mother Pat. Like,
this is a lot for just a weekend.
It was a pretty jam-packed weekend.
Yeah.
Are a lot of the books take place at the big house?
Yeah. A good amount of them do. I think, like, as... the series goes on, we do like see the little house more. I still like maintain that like her Lisa, her mom, and Seth, her stepdad, like just seem like very like not well developed characters considering how much they appear.
We know that he's a carpenter, and I remember very vividly like an illustration where he was wearing like a plaid or like a flannel type shirt. Yeah. And I always pictured him looking like, you know, in Home Improvement, like not Tim Allen, but the other guy.
Yes. Yes. He's also drawn with like a beard too. Like,
yeah, that's who I thought he looked like.
Yeah. Yeah. And he's apparently from Nebraska and like grew up on a farm. So I feel like that totally fits.
Did you ever read the super special where they go on a road trip?
Yes. It had like a really shiny cover.
Yes.
Yeah, that was like one of my favorites.
That was my favorite. I think because I had it and I didn't have that many, so the ones I had, like, I loved. And Watson had like a roommate or like some friend, and they had to hide in his house when there was a tornado. Was that Nebraska?
Well, maybe. I remember that, but I can't remember like where that was. I just know that they like went all throughout the U.S., right?
Yeah.
Like, it was like an insane road trip.
That made no sense. Like, yeah. It was one of those ones where it's like, why did Christy get to invite seven friends? And then
they went to the Mall of America, right?
At one point. And oh, that was actually a really good one.
Yeah.
Okay, one more mystery. It was a mystery where, oh no, I don't think Karen was involved, but they thought the house was haunted. Like they were visiting old friends. Was it?
Yeah, I feel like it was like a White House. I don't know why, like, I think.
Yeah, on the cover.
Yeah.
Yeah. Was Karen in that?
I had it so long. I maybe like a little bit.
Because she would be really into that.
Yes, 100%.
Is she into ghosts or mostly witches?
I think mostly witches, but I think she likes, you know, she likes a ghost story.
Because the Babysitter's Club is more into ghosts, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, slightly different. So we got through the book, but I just have so much more to say.
I know. Like, I've
theories.
I feel like I've just all these like notes that I have, like with all my theories about like, and I didn't get to acknowledge like Seth's pets.
Oh yeah, you wanted to talk about that. Okay, say what you think about the names.
So something that's really funny is like as soon as like Karen introduces her family to us, like in the very first chapter, she mentions that Seth, her stepdad, has a dog named Midgey and a cat named Rocky, and also he's a carpenter. But Karen feels like Rocky and Midgey are stupid names. And she actually says stupid. And that she would have named the dog Vance and the cat Jones. This is like hilarious because I can't think of a 7-year-old who would come up with the names Vance and Jones, but like Rocky and Midgey kind of sound more like,
yeah, like kid name.
But yeah, she thinks that Vance and Jones are just really great names.
They had a bunch of pets over the years. I'm trying to remember what. I mean, Louie was the collie, but that wasn't theirs. And then Shannon.
Then I think Karen had some fish. Like, she and Andrew have fish.
What were their names?
I think it was, like, was it Crystal C or something like that?
Oh, yes.
And, like, Goldfishy.
Yes. Yeah, that is actually a kid's, like, you know, not Jones. Thanks for joining me. We will probably be doing this again. And everyone, let me know what you think of the Babysitter's Club and Little Sister and what we should talk about again. Thanks, Michelle.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.